Okay, welcome everybody to the Marlington Local School District Board of Education meeting. This is our regular meeting. We'll start with invocation from Mr. Knoll.
All right, bow your head. Father in heaven, we thank you again for another beautiful day, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to meet here tonight and for the privilege to serve here in the Marlington Local School District. We ask now, Lord, you bless our time and our decisions in this place. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Stand for the Pledge of Allegiance, flags in the corner.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
I will read our mission statement. In collaboration with staff, community, parents, and students, the Marlington Local School District will develop lifelong learners who understand and apply knowledge and demonstrate excellence in pursuing the highest standards with effective intervention to challenge every student. Roll call, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Here.
Thomas Sibley.
Here.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Here.
Mark Ryan.
Here. Adoption of the meeting agenda. We have an addition. We're going to add the window resolution to old business, item number 5. So when we get there, we'll just read.
Okay. Sounds good.
Spell that out. So I recommend that the Marlington Local Board of Education adopt the following agenda for the July 18th, 2019 meeting.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Thomas Sibley.
Yes.
Karen Humphreys.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. Public participation. Do you have any public speaks?
I do not have any out there.
Anybody? John?
I have a question on behalf of the police chief from Marlboro Township. We're still protecting that building up there, and at the last meeting, Mr. Knoll said that he would look into the alarm that wasn't working, or was it going to be repaired? And as of 9 o'clock this morning, the police chief hadn't heard any response. So I think it's evident that nothing was done. And I know at one point here recently, the police chief was on the afternoon shift, and the gate that has always been locked by the playground area was wide open. So I don't know what the reason for that was, whether they were moving equipment out or whatever, but that's a question that the police chief has, and on his behalf I'm making these statements because he feels in the community still wants that building protected.
Okay.
And so it's kind of hard for the police department and fire department to respond if there's no alarm system. Thank you.
Thanks, John. Okay, any more public participation? Okay, new business. Transportation.
What do you want to do? Your
old business? Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, old business. Window resolution. I'm sorry. Resolution. Jumped ahead there.
That's okay.
Okay, so I will make a motion to approve adding blinds to our window project.
At the high school.
At the high school.
Sounds good.
I make the motion.
A second motion.
Is there any discussion?
At what cost are we going to put it down at?
$115,322.
This will be for all the windows.
The 53 that we're replacing.
Right.
And just for conversation, what would be the cost of just regular blinds for the windows if we went that route? Not the
inside
blinds
the windows,
within,
on the outside?
Just,
I have no idea. I mean, we could research that.
Should we look at that and see if that would save us money or?
We're on a time frame, right?
What's that?
We're on a time frame, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
We need to know by Monday.
Yeah.
Correct.
I mean, I would assume something like that's going to be cheaper. Just for 53 windows. And labor. I don't know. I mean, just looking at those things right there. Yeah, I don't know. To be honest with you, I would assume it would be cheaper. But I'm not sure how effective.
I'm sorry. In relation to our conversation during the special meeting, that the bid came in lower for the windows than was initially assigned, and even with adding the blinds in with the windows, that number is still lower at 504,322 than the initial estimate, I would think we're in the a good window, no pun intended, of, you know, of the budget or the project cost that's estimated.
I thought you said we were already over, though, potentially over on the air conditioning because of the electric, though. So this would be over and above, or?
No, I didn't say it.
Yeah, I think it is, you know, we have the max price, Carolyn, so this is coming in the window portion of it less than their range,
right.
But we...
But there's no guarantee we stand, or is
we
that
don't,
correct?
Because of, there are other components to the project, so you can't assume and say that we're going to necessarily, so you don't come in under overall. That makes sense because you have other components in play. And the electric was brought up, yes, it's one of those things that maybe, you know, is going to be potentially, could be more expensive than maybe what that estimate was.
That would take up possibly the cheaper
window. Yeah, so
it's,
correct. Yeah, so it could make that cost go up. So I think from my perspective, it would be, you know, we cannot guarantee that this won't, you know, passing this means, look, we are going to say if it, if the savings aren't realized when all the bids come in, right, and there's not enough there in the contract as it currently stands, we have to absorb that cost. That's how we have to be thinking about it.
Okay. Any more discussion?
So just to be clear, we're looking at 1.3 versus 1.4, and we already know that we're going to get a kickback off of the middle school roof that could potentially cover that shortcoming.
We don't, we're not going to say we're at 1.4 because we really don't know that.
Right.
Okay, that's the problem.
That's the potential number.
Well,
worst case scenario.
Worst case, yeah. And then at that point, you, Ronson would be responsible.
Yeah, but this, I mean, so, to your point, Tom, you know, to say that we're going to get, yes, we are, you know, we will be seeking liquidated damages for this roof project.
Right.
We do not know. That has not been agreed upon, settled with legal.
I agree.
And
I
they want to know what we're going to get.
Potentially it's
we're
out
going
there.
To not pay the full price for the middle school roof. I'm pretty confident in that, but I do not have, until that number is a number for sure and agreed upon, I don't want to say, hey, we're going to cover it with that saving.
Gotcha.
If that makes sense.
Is there money in the general fund to cover this, or is this going to require where are we going to get $115,000?
Yeah, so we would, in my estimation, we would have to absorb this in a transfer from general fund to permanent improvement fund. And will we know right away? No. We'll know, Carolyn, you know, as the rest of the, you know, the project comes together. And we see exactly where it ends up, if that's going to be needed.
So we won't be moving it?
No.
Tonight?
Not tonight. I wouldn't want to do that and then move it back out. You know, we can always hope that it turns out in the best light, but we have to prepare that, yes. Transfer additional.
Any more discussion? Okay, call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Thomas Sibley.
Yes.
Karen Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Bryan.
Yes. Okay. All right. New business? Moving to new business.
Okay. I'd like to recommend a motion to approve the transportation request as presented in accordance with Ohio Revised Code 3327.01 for the 2019-20 school year. Those individuals as presented.
Yes, so moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
What's the cost of this?
Mr. Jones, do you know how much we reimburse? It's a state dollar.
Yeah, it's been around $250 before is the max, but they will determine it, Carolyn, and they tell us what the maximum reimbursement is.
Okay.
Get back to you on that. Yeah. State does that. ODE.
Is this a final list? Could there be more added?
There could be more added.
There could be more, yeah.
Yeah.
Just a question from my own information. What distance are we bound by state law to transport a student?
That's a good question.
Bounds of the...
Yeah.
I thought it was by time, Joe.
Yeah, and it's a little complicated. We can get the guidebook out for you and let you know that one.
Is it time? I mean, just again, this is just.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is it time from the school? Is it time from their home? I mean, let's say a student from...
Yeah,
I know exactly what you mean. I grew up in Pennsylvania law. I know what that one is. It's from the nearest point in the school district to the school you're interested in.
Let me do some research on that so I don't make any mistakes on what those requirements
are. I'm just interested. Yeah. No rush.
No, it's good. No, it's good. I mean, that's Mrs. Sickles' question. Obviously, that's her forte. But I'll come up with a little summary for you, guy.
Okay.
Sound all right?
Thanks.
Sure.
Okay, more discussion? Call the roll.
Alan Gaylor?
Yes.
Tom Sibley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Lunch prices?
Okay. Recommend motion to approve the following lunch price increase effective with the 2019-20 school year. Elementary lunch from $2.25 to $2.50, and high school and middle school from $2.50 to $2.75.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion? Call the roll, please.
Carolyn Huber?
Yes.
Tom Sibley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
And letter C, recommend motion to approve a resolution of attempt to participate in the Stark County Schools Council of Governments Cooperative Advertising and receiving the bids for integrated school bus units.
So moved.
Second.
Any discussion?
This is for the next year's school buses potentially.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it gets us in the hopper. Yeah.
So we're looking at another 2 to 3 buses maybe next year.
Yeah, Treasurer and I, Ms. Sickles need to sit down. I mean, we've been running about 2 every year.
Well, we just did this back in February, March. We bought 2
this year.
Yeah.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And why are they? They're here.
Oh, they were here and used before the school year was over.
Okay.
Number one was our special needs bus.
Okay.
Yeah. They got some miles on them already.
Okay. Could you go over the need for new buses with the consolidation down to 2 elementaries? Possibly, would we need 2 or 3 buses, or will it be less since we'll be going to fewer schools? How's that going to work?
As we sit here right now, what Mrs. Sickles has told me is we don't need any more buses on the road. So the routes and the drivers that we have currently are the ones that we plan on using for next school year.
So we're not decreasing the buses, is that what you're saying?
Correct. Routes, yes.
And why is that? It seems like if we're just going to schools,
well, we
there
still
would
have
be less.
We still have 840-some elementary kids pick up. We still got to get them to school. So, and we're worried about travel time, so we're using all hands on deck to try to keep within that time allotment.
And where are we with the buses that are needing replaced? I mean, have some that are in dire need of replacement, or they're in pretty good shape now?
Have a couple that are going to be in need. You know, I don't have that sheet right in front of me, but we've been averaging 2 every year to try to get those 10 or 12 year buses basically in a place where we can use them for spares or parts.
This resolution doesn't say how many are you?
No, this has nothing to do with purchasing yet. This just allows us permission to get into the cooperative bid procedure. That's all this is. This doesn't lock us in for a number of buses or buying some or not buying any. It just gives us the okay to look at moving forward.
Is there a fee to get into this, Ryan?
No.
You say we're always looking bad too. Is this due to the fact that we didn't purchase buses for some years and we're in the rear from that?
Well, there was a time period, and Ms. Gabrick and Mr. Ryan can speak to it, but I think it was like 6 years prior to my arrival, we bought no buses at all. And to be very honest with you, that put us in a tailspin. And you know, I understand why you don't buy them. I mean, they're $85,000-ish a pop. So that put us behind, I'm not going to lie to you. And then just, you know, wear and tear and a lot of miles on buses. And as you know, the number one problem is when they rust out, you know, from the weather and the snow, that kind of thing. So, but I'll be honest with you, since I've been here, I don't know if this is a good thing or a bad thing, but we bought a lot of new buses. We really have. I think maybe 14.
Are we on schedule now for a replacement?
Yeah, we do. We have a nice little game plan. We've shared that chart with you guys in the past that Ms. Sickles put together. As far as how many miles our buses have and that kind of thing. So I say comfortably we're in a good place.
I don't know if we've made amends totally after 6 years of buying none. In theory, you're down 12 right there. And if you try to come up with two new every other year, that makes it tough too. But
well, there was an investment made in the software program that Sher uses.
Yes.
That did a tremendous job.
Yeah.
Being more efficient at the routes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And that special needs bus, as you know, had 200 some thousand miles on it. So.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Tom Sipley.
Yes.
Aaron Humphrey.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes. Treasurer's agenda.
Item A, minutes. Recommend motion to approve minutes of the following meetings. Special meeting and regular meeting held on June 20th, 2019.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion.
I have a question on the discussion that's typed out. How is that derived? Are you typing up the minutes from the audio?
From my notes, primarily, yep.
Okay. Because just, for example, with my comments on the seminars, that's different than what I said. I mean, I would, if we're going to put a discussion, I would like it to reflect what was actually said.
Okay.
So are you listening to the audio at all, or are you just going to share
I mean, I will if I really don't have good notes on something, yes, I'll go listen to the audio. But if I feel like I have decent notes, then I use the notes.
And it doesn't have the two seminars correct, and...
Hey,
should
Carolyn,
we wait to correct it or approve it incorrectly, or how do you want that handled?
I think we could just, if we want to just approve them, we can correct, and then you can, they'll be out there again. If it's a minor thing like that, yeah. If you want to give me exactly what it is, Carolyn,
okay.
That document.
Carolyn, you had your notes written out. Can you just give
yeah,
me
I
yeah,
read
give
it,
the,
so
if you give
would,
me the notes, that'd be great.
It should actually be more correct, so I can give them to you.
Yeah, that'd be great. I appreciate it.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Abstain.
Thomas Sipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphrey.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
B, financial resolutions. One, recommend motion to approve financial reports and overview of receipts and expenditures for the period ending June 30th, 2019 as presented.
I so move.
Discussion.
These are the normal month-end reports.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gaber.
Yes.
Tom Sipley.
Yes.
Karen Humphries.
Yes.
Scott Mason.
Yes.
Mark Ryan.
Yes.
Two, recommend the motion to approve a resolution pursuant to Section 5705.21 of the Ohio Revised Code, submitting to the electors of the Arlington Local School District the question of the renewal of an existing tax levy for the purpose of current expenses as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Scott.
Scott.
Discussion.
So this is the second resolution. We passed the first resolution at last board meeting. When this is approved, I will take the first resolution along with this resolution and the auditor's certification. I'll deliver it to the Stark County Board of Elections next week, and that's what allows us to put the issue on the ballot.
And this will continue on as 5-year renewable levy then? Correct.
Correct.
Yep. Do you be clear what that money is used for, please?
Operating expenses.
Such as?
So we would be personnel,
thank
benefits,
you.
Purchase services.
Personnel makes
supplies.
Up, what percentage does personnel make up?
Personnel and benefits are about 70% of the operating or general fund expenditures.
So if this fails, it affects our ability to have staff.
Affects your ability to do almost anything. It would quickly compound and
staff programming.
Programming,
curriculum.
You name it, we'd be faced with hard decisions.
That wouldn't be an immediate effect. I thought this was the first time we could ask for this.
Correct. It is the first time we could ask. I'm just saying, theoretically, if we wouldn't pass, you know,
eventually.
Eventually, correct.
Okay, I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabor?
Yes.
Thomas Hepler?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
Recommend the motion to approve the final fiscal year 2019 appropriation revisions as presented.
I so move.
Second.
Discussion.
This is our final budgeted amount for fiscal year 19. This is to avoid getting dinged in our audit like we did last year. This is to take care of encumbrances that we had at the end of the year. And so I don't know those exact numbers until we get to June 30th. And we were okay everywhere with the general fund. And so that's to budget that amount is what you're seeing there.
Will that show up in July then, since you made it?
Yeah, so the expenditures won't actually hit till fiscal year 2020, but
okay.
They don't allow me not to have them budgeted.
Okay.
It's something I'll ding you on. So we'll try to avoid those things.
Any more discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabor?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes.
Okay,
personnel agenda. Personnel. All right, I'd like to recommend a motion to accept the resignation of Megan Poland as an advanced specialist effective July 29, 2019. Recommend a motion to hire Robert Moss as a high school social studies teacher pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI, and FBI checks as required. Recommend a motion to hire Kaylee Shockley as a high school intervention teacher pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI, and FBI checks as required. And recommend motion to hire Tanya Kohler as an intervention or as an elementary intervention teacher pending verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI, and FBI checks as required. And recommend motion to hire the following title tutors for the 2019-20 school year pending their verification of satisfactory credentials, BCI, and FBI checks as required. All those individuals as presented. And recommend a motion to accept the resignation of James Sukos as ground supervisor effective July 1, 2019.
So moved.
Second.
Do we have a replacement for?
Currently, we are working with a crew of current employees for summer help, basically. And to be honest with you, I'm going to evaluate that position moving forward. To see what it might need to look like.
Any discussion? More discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabor?
Yes.
Thomas Hipley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. Announcements. Okay, so tomorrow is the Marlington Annual Alumni Golf Outing. Mrs. Sutton and I will be there. Playing some golf, so
sweating.
It's not too late to, well, that's probably true. It's not too late to get your team in. You and I wouldn't bother. All right. And then Saturday, August 3rd is the annual backpack program at my church, actually Alliance Friends, from 10 to 2. We service about 1,400 kids in the Alliance and Marlington School Districts that day. A lot of fun, a lot of activities and gifts and things like that, but kids walk out with a little bag full of school supplies for the school year, so it's a really awesome event. So we're represented there at a table, myself and other administrators take a couple hour shifts, and we pass out. We're in charge of glue sticks this year. So.
Kind of sticky.
Nice. Might be. Next meeting,
August 15th, next meeting, 5:30 for a special meeting, 7 o'clock for the regular meeting here at the administration office. And we need to go into executive session. After we go into executive session, there won't be any more board business to vote upon. We'll just adjourn. So with that, do we need to make a special?
No, what you have is good.
All right. I need a motion to enter into executive session in accordance with the ORC 121.22 to discuss the appointment, employment, dismissal, and compensation of a public employee.
So,
second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Carolyn Gabor?
Yes.
Tom Sibley?
Yes.
Karen Humphries?
Yes.
Scott Mason?
Yes.
Mark Ryan?
Yes. I got 728.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, folks, for coming. See you next month.